Read an article yesterday about how we need to play in the dirt more. Good for your health. It's why you should ground yourself. You know, when they say you ground yourself, get your feet in the earth every day, it's good for your health as well. That's why we love growing our own veggies. One, they're fresh and they're good for your health. And two, your hands are in the dirt. And three, increasingly, it is assessed that it's the grains and the greens that is the best thing you can do for your gut, and your gut is pretty much the key to everything. It's also a lot easier than finding $1.7 billion over 4 years, which is what David Seymour had to do with Pharmac. Pharmac is modern medicine, basically, and modern medicine is an expensive business, and that's because we don't take our health seriously enough and end up with the mess we've got in healthcare. We have never been more unwell in a world where some, anyway, have never been more well, while at the same time living in an age where new information, life-extending, life-saving information, has never been more accessible. At the same time, Seymour was offering $1.7 billion, another bloke was blowing up at the health minister, having been told he needs to wait a year on for an op. All of this is end-of-the-line stuff, if you think about it. And before you complain too loudly, no, some people don't get a choice. Medical carnage does beset some people through no fault of their own. I get that. But for most of us, this isn't the case. It is generally the culmination and accumulation of lifestyle. A lifestyle of a Western world that knows full well what it's doing to itself and yet would rather debate a Pharmac budget, because that's easier than changing the way we live or eat. Pharmac's budget is now, if you do it over the 4 years, $6 billion plus. $6 billion over 4 years. And the money announced yesterday, which is the $400 million plus each and every year over that 4 years, is merely to top up the underfunding which Labor left behind. This doesn't improve things. It holds the line. It avoids the cuts, and it doesn't include all the stuff Pharmac and the various pressure and lobby groups around the country will tell you we should be funding but don't, because we don't have enough money. But then, how much is enough? As a country of 5 million people, that's all there are of us, when there are far more cost-effective answers than Big Pharma. So the big question is, how much is enough?
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.